back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And before we get on, Reba, people have questions. They want to know answers. How can they get a hold of you?
They want to know answers. They want to get answers. I want to know answers because learning is good. if people want to reach out to me, they can always use info@teamreba.com, or you can get a hold of me by phone as well, 206-910-3429.
All right. And if you have mortgage or finance-related questions, you can reach me, eric@ericismybanker.com, or you can check me out on Facebook at ericismybanker. Or you can call me on the phone, too. That telephone, 206-915-ERIC, 915-3742.
Wow. You actually gave your cell phone.
I know. Scary. Yeah.
Careful.
Okay, no stalkers out there.
Yeah, no stalkers. Yeah. Okay. No stalkers.
That's right. So we have with us again today.
Because that dead sexy mortgage.
Yeah.
An inverted yield curve.
Got that. Sexy. You want to know about my inverted yield curve.
That's boy. Like your curves. I'm stopping.
So now we have Randy Matheson here. Again, Randy, you're the Executive Director of Community Relations for Renton School District.
Yes, I am.
So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
Again.
And I want you to make a campaign promise. And I want to talk about your monkey bars.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so here's my thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. My kids grew up with, they went to Highline School District, and they had this fabulous climbing thing, these monkey bars that every single kid climbing on those bars at one point or another fell the wrong way and damaged, you know, parts of their body that they have never forgotten. So where I'm going with it was for the school district, it was seen as a liability, and ultimately they took that fabulous cast iron contraption out of the schoolyard. For my kids, it was a life lesson. It taught them risk assessment.
Got it.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so I'm thinking the playground at the new school, it needs monkey bars.
Got it.
It needs something with 2x4s where they can get slivers. Something where they can fall off and, I don't know, break an arm.
Injury. Does any injury lawyers listen to the show?
There's actually studies going on, like in England. They've gone back to the old school playground toys and things like that because they've learned that our delicate little, I don't
flowers.
Want to use the snow, word snowflake or anything like that, but our delicate little flowers are so coddled and so safe, you know, that they haven't learned risk assessment. And so then you're going to read about them in the paper. They're going to be hiking up, you know, Mount Index, and they're like walking along a trail, and they don't know that if you go off the trail, you're going to fall and break your head.
Okay, so to that point,
yes,
just a reminder for listeners, don't be staring at your phone if you're doing something like being up on Mount Index. No, because seriously, like, there are stats out there now about how many people are getting run into by cars because they're walking out in traffic.
And what better place to learn that than on the playground of our brand new elementary school in Renton?
Okay, but you know what? Speaking of playgrounds, because you mentioned the new school will have a playground.
Absolutely.
I know that City of Renton has a all-inclusive park for kids where children of all abilities can go. Will it be similar on the school grounds?
No, that's actually a co-project between the City of Renton and Renton School District. Renton Rotary actually put in some money.
Excellent.
And we created that near our Meadowcrest Early Learning Center.
Okay,
because that's
a fantastic
place. Absolutely wonderful.
Place.
Kids of all abilities.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff is even set up so if you're in a wheelchair, you're down low and that kind
of
thing.
That's what's so fantastic
about it. It's a fabulous park. We've had it for a few years. It's truly
all inclusive. It's really wonderful.
And I think those are the kinds
of... So, you know, I guess to Eric's point, I guess he wants to see kids in wheelchairs getting splinters or something. I don't know.
You're
kind of weird.
Well,
I mean, I get your point, but I think you could probably find another way.
Well...
Other than just,
well, we can toggle it back a little bit.
Having a child break their arm or pull their arm out of their socket.
Yeah. So. We're still all about play, though. So we have great playgrounds.
Because that is part of learning. Because when you have the, like, I read a ton of books, right? I do like 40 to 60 books a year. And a lot of it is about mindset and creativity, and that you have to have breaks and physical activity to really put your mind at its most most ability to learn, mm-hmm. really, yeah. right? To open up and have creative thought.
There's creativity, reaction, yeah. those kinds of things. Yeah,
yeah, because kids yeah. come up with great concepts just on their, they don't need us to yeah. force feed them everything, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, I find it so
that's
wonderful.
That's not really the Renton School District's tagline. They don't really need us. That's
no, I did. I said they don't need it force feed to okay. them yeah, all yeah, the time. Yeah, yeah. No, that's yeah. not where I was going yeah. with that. Oh my gosh. No, I didn't say they don't need us.
Oh boy.
I can't wait to listen to this so recording
Randy,
later.
This
yeah. Monkey
okay.
bars.
Yeah. But you were saying, okay, so during the break, yes. Because we got this vote that's coming up, mm-hmm. right, for the levy. You started saying, like, when are the ballots going out?
So ballots arrive in just a couple of weeks. January okay. 23rd, ballots will be arriving.
Okay.
And, of course, it's an all-mail election, as we do here in this state.
We mean, like, U.S. Postal Service,
U.S. Postal Service.
Gender.
Yeah, exactly. all-mail-in election, right. Mail-in, hyphenated.
Mail-in.
Also, as with a couple of past elections, recent elections, there's no stamp needed on this. So
nice.
folks and stamps.
No excuses.
Stamps
is what that is.
Are such a reason for some folks not to vote. It's I don't deal with stamps anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know where to get them.
I don't want to have to go buy exactly. a whole exactly. booklet of them at the
so
bank.
So there are drop boxes all over the place.
Yeah.
Your ballot can just be mailed from any mailbox. Mm-hmm. Great opportunity. February 12th is the deadline. January 23rd is the starting point. So
right.
you've got
so
a
you can mail in any time
weeks.
Within that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we're the only thing on the ballot in the Renton area. So when you get it, it's easy to open it up, see. Make a decision. There's two things on the ballot. They're both equally important. They don't
okay.
cancel each other out.
Okay.
And you need to get that ballot mailed back in before February 12th.
And again, voting yes will not cause your taxes to
will
go up.
Will not increase Renton School District tax rates. Absolutely
that's
not. In fact, again, our
point.
Tax rates will decrease depending on the size of your home considerably. For some folks, as much as $500 to $1,000
yeah.
a year.
Yeah. Well, I like that we passed the last one because the Sartori School that we were talking about earlier is a phenomenal
yep.
location and yep. is just getting tons of kudos.
And
you
we're
know?
Committed to the process. We build on time and on budget. We do what we say
fabulous.
We're going to do. And it's you spoke a little bit recently about holding folks accountable. We're accountable to our taxpayers. We're accountable to our citizens and our families.
Mm-hmm.
We're a local. All of us live locally. And so
yeah.
it, this
one of
is
the
where,
few districts where you can actually afford to do
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And
so
that was
this
the
is
thing
make a difference.
Yeah, yeah. in that East King Coalition that I went to earlier this week, that was one of the things that several of the people were complaining about is their firefighters, their teachers, like they're cycling through their educators because they can't afford to live in the communities where they teach.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
that is one of the things I do really mm-hmm. like about that area because we do have a broad, broad spectrum of price points
yes,
down there
absolutely.
From condos to luxury homes yeah. to all the middle in between. And it really is diverse. And of course, the city itself. I mean, we're one of the most diverse cities
that's right.
in the area.
That's right.
In the nation.
Yeah, in the nation even. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I love a lot of things that are going on there. And, you know, I'll just give another kudos. I mean, I sound like I just like lick the boots of people of, you know, the city of Renton, but I don't. I guess I'm hard on them in meetings. Like when I'm in
sure.
board of director meetings, I'm saying the tough stuff. And one of the things I'm always saying is we have to get the word out more about our education system in that city because we do have people who work at certain, you know, large corporations. And if one of their new employees says, hey, I'm thinking about buying in Renton, unfortunately, people will sometimes diss the district without really knowing what they're talking
that's right.
about.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated.
Yeah.
But I will say, as you're talking about in terms of accountability, the school district is in front of people all the time. And I really appreciate that. As someone who, you know, serves with the chamber, I see, you know, we have our education committee. I wish we had more people involved in that. In fact, you know, listeners, if any of you are down in that area and you're part of the chamber, I highly recommend that you get engaged in that. I'm on the board of the Foundation for Renton Technical College. And so that's another thing that's, you know, near and dear to me as well. And, you know, and that college is in the top 10.
They are, absolutely.
In the nation.
And
our
have
placement rates are amazing.
Bachelor's degrees, associates of bachelor's degrees.
There's all kinds of things that are yes. going on there. And we also do quite a bit with just that, you know, for ESL and people just trying to get their GED
right.
and all
yeah.
of that. I mean, those are folks that can continue on within that program. And it's very affordable.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. It's so affordable.
Yeah.
So, you know, I appreciate all of the engagement that the city of Renton has with the school district. So thank you very much for
Wonderful.
That. And thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Fun. Fun to
yeah,
be here.
Thank you all for listening today. Hope this is worth your time and information was valuable.
Yeah.
Join us every Saturday, 2 to 3 o'clock, Open House with Team Reba. Have a great rest of the weekend, everyone.
And get your dead sexy mortgage talk next week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.